For more than half her life, NPR's Diane Rehm knew herself by her relationship with one person, her husband John. Then John Rehm was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. About a year and a half ago, after several years of declining health, John Rehm chose to end his life. He stopped eating, he stopped drinking and taking his medication, and after 10 days, he died.
And those were the loneliest 10 days of my life. Lying there next to him, sitting next to him, watching him slowly disappear.
John's illness and death forced Diane to rethink who she was, an investigation she writes about in her new book, On My Own. Diane Rehm told KOW's Jeannie Yandel how the bed she shared with her husband helped her accept what it means to be alone.
For 54 years, I had slept on one side of the bed, and his pillows were on the other side of the bed. And I think it was about 10 days after his memorial service, I put my little dog, Maxie, up on the bed, as we always did, and I looked at the pillow on my side of the bed, and I thought, you know what? It's time to move to the center of the bed. It sort of felt as though it was time to recognize that I was alone in that bed and not sharing that bed with anybody else. So I moved the pillows to the center of the bed, and of course I was awake all night. It really was a major, major move, and I guess I hadn't recognized how major it was going to be.
You said you didn't realize how major of a move it would be to go to the center of the bed. When did it hit you that this was a major thing?
As I lay there trying to sleep through the night. I mean, I recognized that his death was final, that I was alone, that this was now my bed, but in my heart, it will always be our bed. So, you know, lots of people, Jeannie, talk about the idea of closure, something, frankly, I don't believe in. I think when we lose someone we love and someone we've spent more than half our lifetimes with, there is no such thing as closure. I think I will, in one way or another, be grieving for the rest of my life. But I'm still sleeping in the center of the bed.
Well, one of the things you keep coming back to in the book is who you were as John Rehm's wife. How did your husband shape your identity when the two of you were married?
Oh my gosh, in such magnificent ways. He was the first person in my life, Jeannie, and I say this without any hesitation. He was the first person to say to me, "You can do anything you want to do." Now, I know lots of children these days hear that from parents. I did not. But John gave me that confidence, that support, that understanding. I mean, I could ask him anything. He was truly what we call today a Renaissance man. He was a Greek and Latin major scholar in college, but then because he realized he had to earn a living, he went on to law school. and became an attorney first on Wall Street, and then because he didn't like the atmosphere there, came to Washington, D.C. But I could ask him anything about music, about art, about literature, about politics, about government, and he always could help me understand. And when I began my volunteer work at WAMU, I know how shocking this sounds, but on the first day I volunteered and came home just filled with excitement and, oh my gosh, I was so happy. He looked at me and he said, "Someday you'll be host of that show." And I said, "John Rehm, give me a break. You know, I'm just starting as a volunteer. Just let me be a volunteer. Don't think about what comes next." But he did. He had such confidence in me. It was extraordinary. So he gave me a great deal.
I have to say, it sounds like he had such confidence in you. You almost had no choice but to believe he was right.
I did believe him, and yet I had great doubts about myself. And those doubts continued for quite a while, even after I became the host of what was then Kaleidoscope, and later in 1984 became the Diane Rehm Show. I had huge doubts. I think you either have that confidence from a very young age or you have great doubts. And my doubts kind of fed on themselves. And John Rehm really helped me to get through that.
Well, now that you are alone, what does that mean to you? What does that word alone mean to you?
It means that I love my friends. My children each have their own lives, their own families. I have my dog. I go out as much or as little as I choose. And my friends understand when I say I really need to be by myself because I have a fairly public life. And therefore, I need to sort of regroup. I need to have that time alone, which I never appreciated before because there was somebody always around. But now alone means standing on my own two feet. And now that there's just Maxie, my little dog, and me, I value that time alone so incredibly much. It's really quite a change because John was the one who said that silence for him was like a glass of cool water. I've come to understand finally what he means.
Diane Rehm, the host of The Diane Rehm Show. You can hear her at midnight, Mondays through Saturdays, right here on KUOW. Her new book is called On My Own, and in the book, she also shares her plans to retire from the airwaves at the end of the year. Then she says she'll advocate for right-to-die laws around the country. Diane Rehm spoke with KUOW's Jeannie Yandel.